أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى once more invited the Jews and the Christians towards the truth, towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and they give up their wrong beliefs. In these ayat now, Allah Ta'ala answers another aspect, a wrong belief and wrong practice of the Jews and the Christians. And that is, they falsely claimed that they have got Tawheed, that they believe in the oneness of Allah. Like that, you'll ask a Jew or a Christian, they will say, we believe in the oneness of Allah, and they promote in the world that the three monastic religions, the three religions which believe in the oneness of Allah, are Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. But however, they are, it's a false claim of them. For example, the Jews, they claim that Uzair is the son of Allah, and in that way they made shirk with Allah Ta'ala. Also, they followed their ulama and their pious people when they changed the commands of Allah. So they did not follow Allah, they changed the wrong practices of their Jews, of their ulama and their pious people. The Christians also claim the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. That shirk is even more evident, that they believe in the cross for salvation. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He is God. They worship Him, His statue. They worship the statue of Mary, Maryam alayhi salam. So their shirk is even more open. So that was one thing, that they hate shirk in them, but they claim Tawheed. We must also be careful that we also claim Tawheed, but if we also fall prey to the same thing, like for example, the Bidatis who believe in their peer subs and they go and worship their graves, they make sajda at the grave, they make tawaf of the grave, etc. Or even if the ulama and the pious people change the laws of Allah and we follow them, that is also shirk. Adi ibn Hatim was a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a Christian first, he accepted Islam. So when the ayat was revealed that the Jews and the Christians, they believe in their ulama and their pious people as gods besides Allah. So he told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we did not believe in our ulama and our mashayikh as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, undoubtedly you people did. Because when your ulama and your pious people made halal what Allah had made haram, and they made haram what Allah had made halal, and you followed them, that is that you have taken them as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. You have given them preference over the word of Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, if we are guilty of it, it doesn't mean we are exempt, because we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we commit the same sin, we are guilty of the same crime also. When the other claim, wrong claim with the Jews and the Christians made, they said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Jew. And Christians said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Christian. So that also Allah refutes. Musa alayhi salam came 1,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam came 2,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam, 1,000 years after Musa alayhi salam. So they came 2,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam, after Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Judaism was 1 year after Ibrahim alayhi salam. Christianity was 2,000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam. So how could Ibrahim alayhi salam be a Jew or a Christian? That time there was no Judaism, there was no Christianity, it was Millat-e Ibrahim. So that was the other false claim that they had made. So Allah addresses this and says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, Lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim. Why are you arguing and debating the matter of Ibrahim alayhi salam when it is a clear, open, clear fact? وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ کہ تورات اور انجیل تو اترے اس کے بعد. تورات came 1000 years after Ibrahim علیہ السلام. انجیل came 2000 years after Ibrahim. Can't you think of Alat Aqilun? Have you got no brain? How can you even make such a preposterous claim? There is no, it stands on no legs whatsoever, such a claim. From nowhere can you say such a thing. What are you people claiming? And then Allah says further, Ha antum ha ulai hajjtum fi ma lakum bihi ilm. Sunte ho, are you listening? Open your ears and you listen, Allah says to them. Tum log jhagad chuke jis baat mein tumko kuch khabar thi. You are arguing about things which you have little bit of knowledge. And the rule is, till you don't have full knowledge of something, don't open your mouth. You just hear something, you just got some idea about it, don't open your mouth. So about this you have little knowledge, so you have no right to open your mouth. Keep quiet. Then more than that, فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِعِلْمِ اَبْ كِيُوْ جَغَرْتِ هُوْ جِسْ بَعَدْ مِنْ تُمْكُوْ كُچْ خَبَرْ نَهِ. Then why are you arguing about that which you have got no knowledge whatsoever? What you haven't got full knowledge, you are not allowed to speak about it. You don't know everything, you're just hearing something. And this applies to us also today. When we don't have knowledge about something, we must keep quiet. And that is when you have little knowledge. You hear something, somebody said this happened, and then don't talk till you don't have the full knowledge. And what you got no knowledge about, why are you talking about that? And that also, we are all so guilty of that, things which we have no knowledge about, but we talk so much about it as though we are authorities on the subject. So Allah Ta'ala reprimands the Jews and the Christians, and it's a great warning for us also. On a daily basis, things which happen in the community, which happen anywhere, we have got very little, we heard something and we draw our conclusion. And what we haven't got knowledge about, that also we are talking about. So Allah wants severely and reprimands with regard to that. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Aur Allah janta hai aur tum nahi jante. Allah has got full knowledge of everything, you haven't got any knowledge. And now about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah explains in the ayat in front the reality. Don't follow your conjecture. Don't follow what you are thinking and what you have just heard through the vine, through the grapevine, just like something. Don't you make your opinion. Listen to what Allah Ta'ala is saying. So here two things Allah referred to, that the Jews and the Christians, they said that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew and a Christian. How stupid that was, the point that has got no feet to stand on, when Judaism only came 1000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Christianity only came 2000 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam. How could they even make such a point? And then Allah says, what you have got little bit knowledge about, don't talk until you don't have the full knowledge on this. I just keep quiet otherwise. In fact, don't even make up your mind for yourself on a point. What you haven't got knowledge, just leave it like that. There are many matters in our deen also. We are worried about that, and what we have to be worried about, we don't. Our namazes are not in order. To put our namazes in order, our aqaid and beliefs are not in order, and we worried about other people, that who's a Muslim and who's not a Muslim. And we won't be asked about that also on the day of Qiyamah. We will be asked about our matters. First thing about our iman, mar rabbuka, about our Islam, our practices, namaz, etc., ma deenuka, how much we are following sunnah, that we will be asked. That we not worried about, and we worried about other things. So Allah Ta'ala warns against this, and then the beauty of the Quran, which is the absolute beautiful, besides it being absolutely truthful, its presentation, its arguments are set so beautifully. Now in the ayats in front, Allah explains the reality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who he was and what his mission and what his religion was. Allah Ta'ala explained that. Allah give us tawfiq to understand, appreciate this great kitab that Allah has given us, and that we follow it properly, inshallah. SubhanAllah.